Good morning. We're going to now move on to the halachas of the Hadassim. And today's shiur is sponsored by Kol Zichron Amram in honor of Rabbi Yosef Friedman and his wife, in honor of all of the help they've given to the Kol over the years, representing the foundation, the Shmuel and Zahavra Friedman Foundation, which is created Leila Nishmas, his parents, Aleihem HaShalom. So the definition of Hadas is a myrtle branch. The halacha says the definition of the myrtles that they should be mishaloshim, which means we know that multiple leaves grow out of the branches basically the same height. So the halachas, they have to be coming out at the same height. It's called a mishulosh. It's supposed to Hadas shaita, which means it comes out in a orderly fashion. Some higher, some lower, etc. 2 points. The shear of the hadas is 3 tvachim. And so how long do we calculate 3 tvachim? For the purpose of a mitzvah deraisa, the first day, and according to the Ramah, the second day as well, we would calculate that at the length of 12 inches. So we want the shear of the hadas to be 12 inches long. For the rabbanans, we can be samech on a hadas which is 9 inches long. How much of the das has to be mishulosh? So the Shulchan Aruch says it's preferable that the whole thing should be mishulosh, which means that the leaves are coming out throughout the length of the shear of the 12 inches. The hadasim are coming out at the same height on the branch, as opposed to coming out in an unorderly fashion, higher and lower from each other. And mikra din rov is also kosher. So if your shear is 12 inches, you would have 6.5 inches of mishuloshim. That's going to be kosher. We want to point out that in general, towards the top of the hadasim, the leaves are mishuloshim, and they tend to spread out and become not mishuloshim towards the bottom. So you would start measuring from the top down. Once you know you have a hadas which is long enough, we measure the hadas, the length of the hadas, in the wood, not in the top leaves, but in the wood, in the branch. So we measure the branch, you know that it's long enough, and they would start looking from the top down and see that the leaves are mishulosh. The question which we have to define is what means they came out at the same height. Let's say the leaves are pretty much perceived to be at the same height, but the actual node where they come out from the branch, that little growth which where the leaves grow out from the branch, they're not exactly at the same height. Is that acceptable? So there definitely was a minig, and as many people still do so, to rely if the leaves basically are perceived to be at the same height. We do not need to look at the nodes to see that they're exactly at the same height. There is a Chazon Ish which says it's really preferable that they should, possibly he means even stronger than that, that they should be coming out, the nodes where they come out of should be at the same height. Same height doesn't mean they have to be perfect. One can be a little bit higher, one can be a little bit lower, but if you draw a line between the three of them, they'd all be touching that line. So one can be higher than the line, one can be lower than the line, but you make a line through all three of them, they would all touch that line. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman suggests we should do. Rav Shlomo Zalman himself was known that he would look at a das, and he would just glance at the leaves to see the leaves were pretty much at the same height, and then he would assume that probably the nodes are in the correct place. So it is preferred that we have that calculation where the nodes are coming out the same height. It's not going to be ma'akev as long as the leaves seem to be perceived as such. The other issues which we deal with, if you have more than three leaves coming out the same height, that is for sure good. It's requirement of three leaves. So we have three leaves, you might have 10, 15 sets of the leaves, depending how large they are, going towards from the bottom to the top. And each one is a set, three leaves are coming out at the same height, and then we go to the next set, and it's three leaves at the same height, all the way up to the top of the hadas. The halacha is, if niktam roshay, if the top of the hadas, the top of the is knocked off, which means the top of the wood is knocked off, so the hadas is posel. If the top leaf is missing, we have to chershish that it was possible to be niktam. So a person would see one with the top leaf is missing, he should be careful. As we've been doing until now, we've been talking about the Sefer Chaim Abrocha, and he gives the list of things we want to look for to have your Mahuradika Hadasim. So he says the first one is that they should be fresh and they should be green. They should not have any getting of the lightening of their color from the all of them. Preferably we should have the leaves being mishulish, coming out not higher and not lower, but at the same the shurish, which is the nodes, coming out at the same height. There's a preference in halacha that the leaves be smaller, that should be the size, not larger than the size of the fingernail of your thumb. We want that the leaves should be leaning against the wood, so it looks more like it's protecting the wood, and then sticking outward is more like sticking upwards to go around the wood. There should be nothing which is niktam, including the leaves. All the leaves should have, all of the leaves themselves should be there. There should not be any concern of murkav. It should not have grown in a flower pot. It has to grow on the ground. There are many times little berries, so those berries should not be more than the amount of leaves. Even if the berries are the same color as the leaves, you should be careful about that. And you should have them more than the shear of Gimel Tvachim, so this way, even if some of them fall out, you'll be left with a vadai full shear. Have a good morning.